our kisses have outworn.
Hi, this is Michael Cole, the Columbia County Director of Community Services. The abuse of opiates has reached epidemic proportions in our country, our states, and in our county. Our local youth and their families have been impacted by the current opiate epidemic. Opiate abuse does not discriminate. However, there is hope. Treatment works and recovery is possible. Education is the key to dispelling myths that perpetuate the stigma associated with addiction. Information on how to get involved in the solution is available at 518-828-9446 or ColumbiaCountyMHC.com. Thank you.
I just heard some terrible news, honey.
What's that, dear?
WGXC is going off the air.
Oh no, they didn't get my donation of 45 cents and a cup of old coffee.
Ah, well, you can go to the website, wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, and give them a donation. You can do it monthly, online, by check. You can even give them your stocks.
Oh, I'm not giving them my stocks, honey. My Apple stock just went up.
Oh, you love that Apple stock.
Oh, and I love apples and peaches from the orchards of the Hudson Valley.
Oh, boy.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.ColumbiaHealthNet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Chatham Center, New York. Sustaining supporters like Phoenix are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand told CNN just after hearing the first round of testimony from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford before the Senate Judiciary Committee September 27th, and I quote, "I don't know how they could hear her testimony and not believe her and still vote for Brett Kavanaugh," end quote.
I don't know how any Republican watching this testimony could possibly vote for Brett Kavanaugh after what she said, not only her honesty, her integrity, her truth, it's obvious. And I just don't know how any Republican could vote for Brett Kavanaugh after hearing her.
Gillibrand's comment came before Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh testified before the same committee. Nick Greisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Spectrum Television Network will show live video of a debate between Republican incumbent John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado October 23rd from the Woodstock Playhouse. Capital Tonight's Liz Benjamin and Spectrum News Washington reporter Jivan Biddle will moderate the discussion between the 19th congressional district candidates. In other campaign news, the Faso campaign is attempting to use one of their candidates' perceived weaknesses against his opponent. The Faso campaign is pointing out that the Delgado campaign has stopped doing television interviews. Joe Garrett, communications director for the Paso campaign, said, and I quote, "The same week Antonio Delgado refused to debate in Delaware County, we received confirmation he is restricting the press's access to him while on the trail. Mr. Delgado continues to mislead voters, and his refusal to debate with each of the qualified candidates in Delaware County after trying to claim Congressman Faso is avoiding debates is hypocrisy in its purest form. The facts are Mr. Delgado is the one avoiding debates in addition to avoiding television reporters and their request to do interviews," end quote. Faso has agreed to an October 24th interview on WGXC, but has not held a single traditional town hall meeting like his predecessor, Republican Chris Gibson, and Democrat Scott Murphy in his entire term in office. Faso also does not announce public appearances, and his public schedule webpage has been blank for over 6 months. Delgado puts appearances on his events page at midnight before the events. Will Bredeman reports in Cranes, New York, that Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, has raised $43,582 since beating actor Cynthia Nixon by 30 points in the September 13th primary election. Cuomo now faces Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, running on the Serve America movement line, Green Party candidate Howard Hawkins, and Libertarian Party's Larry Sharp in the November 6th general election. Of the money Cuomo raised since the primary, $66,600 came from Harrison and James LaFrac, sons of Richard LaFrac, the prominent real estate businessman. Read the full story in Cranes, New York. New York's 2018 Fall Foliage Report predict a 15% color change in leaves in the Hudson Valley this week. The report says, and I quote, "With hints of yellow, gold, and orange peeking through. In Schoharie County, look for 20% color change with average shades of yellow. There are also some touches of orange emerging. Expected fall color remains low throughout the Catskill region. In Ulster County, look for up to 25% color change at Bel Air Mountain in High Mount. Leaves are slowly changing, and fall colors include mostly muted yellows with some pops of red and orange. Spotters in Altamont and Albany expect about 15% color change this weekend, with touches of gold and yellow appearing among the green leaves. Rensselaer County spotters expect 10 to 20% color change by the weekend. Green dominates most of the trees and shrubs, but red and yellow colored leaves are beginning to stand out. Look for the greatest color changes in the eastern and northern parts of the county." And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
You've tuned into Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs around these parts, with musician interviews, performances, featured tracks, and more.
Listen.
You've tuned into Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about Today on Hudson Valley Sound, you've tuned into Hudson Valley Sound, a local show about poetry and songs.
Today on Hudson, Today on the Hudson Valley Sound, singer-songwriter Ben Smith talks about his new album Bacardi with Tony Markham, Seth Davis, and Jeff McKinney on the Eclectomaniac show. Stay tuned for more local sounds on the Hudson Valley Sound. Today on 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 Hudson Valley Sound.
Ray, I'm going to turn it over to you, man, so you can introduce this song. I want to give it about three or four plays today, you know, because we've been waiting on it, dog.
Yeah, that's a fact. First and foremost, shout out to the homie Marlon, a.k.a. The Magician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've been tuned in, you know V played the instrumental over a couple of weeks on the show. I was feeling it. We got together. We linked. It was a vibe. You know, we did what we had to do on that thing.
Bad, man.
It's called Wipe the Tears, man. This is just a quick little breakdown for y'all. First verse is real personal. The last two verses, you should be able to, you know, recollect and think of all the times where you felt the same way I'm expressing in this song. So shout out to everybody involved, including Drive Time, my bros. You already know.
Yeah, man. Wipe the Tears. I didn't listen to it.
Oh,
I'm glad you're right here.
This thing is might be Ray's best song.
Where?
I ever heard. This is best song I ever heard.
I mean, you heard it from the honorable himself. That's all I'm gonna say.
And he's a good critic, man. He ain't gonna butter him up just because.
I listened to this thing a few times, I had the special cut. I was out there bootlegging it.
Oh, you know what else we're gonna talk about? We're gonna talk about that National Daughters Day, National Slap Your Friend in the Back of the Head Day, and all those things.
The day that Dia says in August?
We're gonna talk about it later.
That's a whole different day.
It's all different
that's
day.
The,
yeah.
That's the sister day of the sister. That's the sister day of the daughter day.
Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing we ain't gonna do is jump on my sister's day. So it could be two against two.
We just try to get facts straight.
Well, her facts is good. I'm with it.
Daddy daughter day.
I don't know. I only knew today because you posted it.
Yo, I know they tight because today was like National Pancake Day. Nobody posted.
Exactly.
I got your point, but let's get to this track. Ray, do it one more time.
Yeah, Wipe the Tears, man, by yours truly.
All right.
Lost Cause, what's up?
You heard.
Do you hear me out there this evening? I said we ain't gonna cry. We ain't gonna cry no more. One of these old days.
She'll be put in the dirt. It made me smile to hear you wanna be a nurse, so you can help people like mine who medically hurt. Your bug, I know you're dealing with a lot inside. Please let it out, don't be consumed by your pride. As a man, it's hard to express yourself, but tell it all to mom and dad that'll hopefully help. Yo, Jay, I know you're the silent type, but losing dad was the biggest devastation of your life. I know the feeling, that shot me to the core. I got your back, bro, you don't have to hurt anymore. Yo, Pop, don't worry about your legacy. You put the secrets to life in the pot. I got the recipe. Damn, Ma, I wish we could've reconciled, but trust, your love hugs me. I feel you smiling now.
Wipe the tears from my eyes, and I continue to cry. Don't wipe the tears. Don't wipe the tears.
Wipe the tears from my eyes, but I continue to cry. I know you're trying to make it home to yours, but there's a reason I refuse to open up these doors. It's a traffic infraction, no one is getting hurt. You want cooperation? Tell me you won't shoot me first. Then maybe we can dialogue. Don't tell me trust that badge when my brothers are dying off. It is a gun on my hip I have a permit for. My hands are here on the wheel and my weapon's secure. I ain't leaving this vehicle, I ain't feeling safe. Cause if you shoot and I die, you'll probably beat the case. The social media experts are arguing for days. In a week I'm another one get put in the grave. Why should my mother, sisters, brothers have to live in fear? And fathers keep it strong watching legacies disappear. Truth is, I don't think the cycle's end is near. Black families are tired of washing away the tears.
Wipe the tears,
wipe the tears from my eyes, and I continue to cry.
Don't wipe the tears.
I ain't seeing this clear. This life is a joke. I can't escape all the thoughts. I need something to cope. So I'm turning to you because you always listen. Take away all the pain without blurring my vision. Or so I thought you'd become a crutch for me to deal. But I'm killing myself. Now this life isn't real. Without you on my veins, why should I be alive when you're the only thing that makes me forget the suicide? I need help, but this relapse is making me sick. I'll end up killing myself if I don't get a fix. I tried therapy, but now I can't afford this ish. But $10 and I won with my inner peacefulness. Look, I got these demons buried deep inside. But my spirit is cheering for me to be divine. I wanna leave the abuse, but I'm living in fear that when I cry, no one to wipe away the tears.
Don't wipe the tears.
what? Tears for what? Tears for my eyes. And I continue to cry. Continue to cry.
You gon' wipe the tears. You gon' wipe the tears.
Wipe the tears. Wipe the tears for my eyes. But I continue to cry. You gon' wipe the
tears. You gon' wipe the tears.
Wipe the tears for my eyes. For my eyes. And I continue to cry.
You
gon' wipe
the tears.
Oh my, oh my. All right, Ray, go ahead and poke your chest out, dog.
Okay, yeah,
dog,
man.
Poke your chest, yeah, all the way out, dog. Hold on, hold on. Before you do, I got to get you another one, dog. That's a double clapper right there. Poke your chest all the way out, Ray.
I appreciate it. You already know. Shout out to the homie Sheldon too.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Yo, Ray, man, you wanna talk to us? No. We don't got to.
I can't. You gotta talk about it.
But
this.
But the only thing I'm saying is that, you know, don't you want Marlon here or Marlon available?
I mean, he could definitely, you know, I want him to give his take on it. But since we here and we just premiering it, I think it's only right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I mean, the way I did it, I was sitting down, just going over the song. I didn't really rush into writing. I was sitting there like, how do I want to approach this? I could have went totally personal on it, but I'm like, nah, this feels like something that, you know, I got to make sure I can correlate it to different aspects of what's going on today. You know what I'm saying? And you guys have been, you know, therapeutic, even through radio and personal life with me losing my parents and stuff like that. So I had to do something that's dedicated to letting them know, even though they're not here with us in the physical, that I got my siblings, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Boog, shout out to Jay, shout out to Egypt, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the other two verses, I said, I don't want to do nothing personal. I don't want to do something that directly correlates to what I'm going through at this moment. I got a whole EP that I'm working on that's about that. So that's where the concept of making the other two verses about something that's going on in life, that either it's talked about too much and not understood, or it's not talked about enough and needs to be understood. And that's where the third verse came in, me talking about suicide and substance abuse, if you get the correlation, if you're listening to the lyrics of the song. Mm-hmm. And the second verse is self-explanatory. It's about, you know, an encounter with police and how we feel on our end when encountering officers.
All right, man. That was dope, dog. I mean, it's a dope track. I'm definitely going to play it more than once. It is going to be in full rotation.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, look at this.
We've got to get the technical aspects correct.
Hey, you Ben.
Patch me in.
You're patched in.
All right. So let's just get our levels good here.
Are we live right now?
We're live right now, Mr. Smith.
Guys, so, could you hold on? I'm trying to stuff this TV out of hotel window. There it goes. Everything's fine.
So, yes, we are very delighted to welcome Mr. Ben Smith to the Eclectomaniac Radio Show. We're so happy to have you, Ben. Woo!
Thank you for the generosity of your invite. It's a pleasure to spend time with you this way.
Absolutely. So
you're
making
me follow Starfish and Coffee, which I probably listen to maybe a few less times than Seth does per week, but man, I love that song.
I do too.
It's a winner. It's a winner.
It is a winner.
Would you say Silent Times is one of your favorite Prince albums?
Oh, yeah. It's by far my favorite. Love it.
All right. So Mr. Smith has a new album that has just been released called Picardy. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, Picardy. You said it.
Yay! I had to Google it because I wasn't sure.
Very good. Apparently it's a city in Italy, but I didn't know that.
Oh. It's a city where?
In Italy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm never going to go there.
All right. Where in Italy? Do we know? North? South? Sicily?
It's somewhere in the boot.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Lovely.
The heel of the boot?
In the boot. You know, you read me the FCC rules, but no one gave me a list of the words I'm not allowed to say. You're depending on my good taste.
That's right.
Okay.
So first I want to ask you, Ben, how was the Midnight Mountain Music Festival? Didn't you just play that recently?
No, I did not.
You did not?
I did not. I played there a couple of years ago with some friends. That is a thing I've done in the past.
Okay.
I think they're having it next weekend, but I'll be at a wedding.
All right. Got it. So the first thing I want to ask you is, obviously, okay, so Picardy is obviously a reference to the Picardy Third. Is that a correct assumption?
That's right. That's okay. Exactly what it is.
Okay. So what was, like, the inspiration? Like, how did you arrive at that as a theme or a concept for the album?
I remember studying that concept in music theory, and it's like if you're playing, like, a really sad song in a minor key, and then all of a sudden the last chord goes to major, like it does this last little elevation that makes it not seem so sad. And I just want to think that was kind of a cool thing, or a cool word to know. I like the way it sounded.
Is that the definition of Picardy? Is that what it means?
Yeah, it's the Picardy third is a raised third, so like a minor third that becomes a major third. And I like the idea of something that is sad being elevated into something that is happy. And so a lot of the songs on the record were kind of, I don't know if they were informed by that, but after I looked at them, it seemed like that's what they were trying to do.
Okay, I like that. So it kind of resolves into happiness in a way.
Yeah, I'm hoping for all of us.
Now, do you employ the Picardy Third on the album, or was it just conceptual?
Just conceptual. I didn't really do it. I should have done it.
Because I wouldn't have known a Picardy Third if it slapped me in the face, so I was wondering so you could say, okay, it's this song, so I would have an example.
Yeah, it's usually just at the end of the song.
Oh, okay.
It's like one last note at the end of a song that makes the song sound a little different.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, first off, we've all been talking about the record. It's absolutely amazing, Ben. Congratulations.
It's thanks so much.
Such a good, good album.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. So how long did it take you to pull it all together?
The recording took, you know, maybe a year and a half or so, but that's because you have to plan it around a bunch of other things. But it was like two, you know, long weekends with a bunch of guys in the studio, and then several little dates going back to add all the bells and whistles with my friend Joel.
Okay.
Talking about the production and everything, I know in the liner notes you played piano, acoustic, electric guitars, synths, and obviously vocals.
Yeah.
How do you approach playing multiple instruments on one song? Like, what is that like? Do you just do each as its own thing, and then they're all put together in production?
So you just hole yourself up in a studio like Prince and just lay tracks on top of each other?
Yeah, that's it. Or I do the thing where people put like cymbals between their knees. And got a monkey grinder. Can I say monkey grinder on the air?
Just don't tell people to buy one.
Yeah, you write a song on the piano or the guitar, and then you show it to the fellows, and you're like, it kind of goes like this, and then they make it sound great. And then a couple weeks later, you're like, it really needs a synth line here. And then through the wonder of modern technology and unlimited tracks, which is both a gift and a menace, you can add as much or as little as you want up top, like Mr. Prince Rogers Nelson. But not like him.
Now, have you always kind of worked with the same people, or was like, or do you switch it up and work with different folks, or what?
Yeah, I've been very lucky to have lots of great musician friends, and Matt McGarahan, who plays on the record, and Tim Selfo and Sean Hoops, I've known for a very long time, played with a band called the Gilroys back in the 90s, so they were, I've known them a long time, and Brad Hinton, whose wedding I'm going to, happy wedding, almost, Brad. I met him a couple of years ago, and I played in some different bands with him, and then we also had another drummer, Tommy, who played in some bands I really loved. So it was a good mix.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, the first track that I want to play tonight is the first single that you released from the album. That's Why We Walk. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
Right. It's about my... It's about my speed walking routine in the morning. I wish. Anyway, it was like a lot of things. You're writing a song and you kind of start some gibberish lyrics, and that something sounding like "That's Why We Walk" popped out. And then I remember I was talking to my wife and your friend Jess, and she's like, "Oh, that's why we walk. That sounds like a good idea, or that you could do something with that." And of course, this is around the same time I'm being inspired and encouraged by all my students and all the people across our land who have been gathering to walk and protest and resist in meaningful ways. And then I was like, oh, that's timely and that feels good. And so this one's kind of about just getting out there and walking because you're not happy with how things are right now, but you're ready for a better future, that kind of thing.
Hmm. Nice. Yeah, I love it, and I like what you said about the song on your website, that, you know, we need big songs right now, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I've been a small song guy, but I'm interested in making some bigger sounding ones.
So I guess we should mention, because you mentioned being inspired by students, that in addition to being a phenomenal musician, you're also a teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm here on the school episode of your program.
Back to school.
This is,
keep the theme tight.
Everything's coming together. I was listening to Hot for Teacher, and I was thinking, I've been getting hot a lot at school, and I was wondering if I'm 45. Do guys get hot flashes? Is that a thing? But yes. I feel like I'm getting hot flashes.
So, with the production of That's Why We Walk, we love it so much. Those big juicy 80s synths, yeah, as you call them.
Yeah.
So what was sort of the, you know, why did you decide to go in that direction with the production of the song?
Yeah.
That kind of retro 80s vibe.
Yeah. Well, my computer, I got a Logic program, and it has everything you'd want on it, so you just kind of play around, and as much as I loved that 80s stuff back then, I gotta admit, it was a bit of the nostalgia of listening to that Stranger Things soundtrack over and over, and thinking, oh, that's really great. And plus, it's been popping up in lots of, you know, new indie music here, and I think it's kind of mixing in with a lot of music right now, and it just made me, it's been long enough. It's like, you know, fashion and architecture. It you look at it and it sounds different to you even now, and maybe you tried to get away from it, you know.
Right,
you know,
right.
When you first listen to it.
Well, it sounds super cool, and we are grooving on it a whole bunch. So without talking any more about it, let's let the people hear it. So this is the lead single from Ben Smith's new album, Picardy. It's called That's Why We Walk, and we hope you like it. And we'll be back with more with Ben after we listen to the song. We'll be back.
Used to be. That's where we walk.